This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The Missouri Senate took the next step on Tuesday toward beginning final negotiations with the House on next year's state budget. But as Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, Senate members struggled with whether to bind themselves to various positions they support.
Binding yourself to a position means that lawmakers refuse to negotiate on one or more items during conference committee meetings, in effect declaring them off limits. Some senators wanted to do that, but Appropriations Chairman Kurt Schaefer of Columbia argued against it.
Because you are throwing a dart at the five representatives on the other side, saying we're drawing a line in the sand, we're not going to negotiate, which is immediately going to prompt a response from them, which is, all right, fine, here's the things we're not going to negotiate on.
The Senate eventually agreed not to bind themselves to any issues. Budget negotiations with the House begin this afternoon. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services granted over $10 million to Missouri health centers on Tuesday as part of the Affordable Care Act, the nation's new health care law. The funds are going to five community health centers across the state. KBIA's Gina Cook reports.
Family Health Center of Boone County is one of the five recipients. It received more than $2.5 million from the Affordable Care Act. The money is a one-time grant that will go to remodeling the center's facility in Marceline. Stephen Long, Director of Planning and Development for Family Health Center, says the new facility will offer health and dental services to the rural community.
The most important thing regarding this grant is that it helps us provide access in rural communities where the shortage of physicians and dentists is increasing every year.
Long says plans are already being drawn up for the building, and construction on the site should start in the next couple months. Martin Kramer is a spokesperson for the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration. He says other centers receiving funding will get immediate needs grants for shorter-term projects.
These are grants for things that health centers need help with funding immediately. Renovations of waiting rooms, the improvement of air conditioning or heating systems, those kinds of things.
One center receiving money for immediate needs is the Northeast Missouri Health Council, based in Kirksville. According to CEO Andrew Grimm, the center is receiving a smaller grant of more than $200,000 for immediate renovations, like air conditioning units and roofing, for its clinics in Cahokia and Edina. Gina Cook, KBIA News.
And 1 year after the intentional breach of the Birds Point levee in southeast Missouri, Senator Roy Blunt is criticizing the Army Corps of Engineers for the pace of efforts to rebuild the levee. The Missouri Republican on Tuesday sent a letter to the acting commander of the Corps of Engineers urging fast restoration of the levee to 62.5 feet, its original height. Blunt calls the pace of the rebuilding effort unacceptable. The Corps has temporarily rebuilt the levee to 55 feet and plans to get it back to 62.5 feet by the end of the year. Spokesman Bob Anderson says the Corps is also rebuilding many other levees at the same time. The intentional breach on May 2, 2011 flooded 130,000 acres of farmland and displaced 50 families. The Missouri Senate has approved a proposed constitutional amendment revising the selection process for appellate judges. Members of the Missouri Supreme Court and the State Court of Appeals are appointed by the governor from three finalists recommended by a special commission. The commission is made up of one Supreme Court judge, three lawyers, and three non-lawyers picked by the governor. Under the proposed amendment, the commission would nominate four finalists. The proposal would also replace the Supreme Court judge on the commission with a fourth non-lawyer and add a former appellate judge as a non-voting member. Tuesday's 19-12 Senate vote sent the measure to the House. Final legislative approval would put the proposal on the November statewide ballot. University of Missouri Healthcare has purchased approximately 25 acres of land in southwest Columbia to build a new facility for its university physicians, Green Meadows Clinic. The expansion is expected to allow the clinic to accommodate 40,000 more patient visits per year. Public Relations Manager of MU Healthcare, Mary Jenkins, says the new facility is necessary.
One reason we need a larger clinic is that we're seeing more and more patients who come to us as outpatients. We anticipate that the number of outpatient procedures that we're going to be doing in the future is going to grow.
The project is scheduled for completion in 2014. Chalk it up to the politics of redistricting. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is throwing his weight behind Congressman William Lacey Clay in a Democratic primary against Congressman Russ Carnahan. Clay announced Nixon's endorsement Tuesday in the race for the 1st Congressional District in the St. Louis area. Carnahan is challenging Clay in the August primary because Missouri's 3rd District, which Carnahan now represents, was essentially eliminated when district boundaries were redrawn after the 2010 census. Clay's campaign released a statement from Nixon in which the Democratic governor describes Clay as a close friend, a powerful voice for working families, and a tireless advocate for the people of St. Louis. Nixon and Clay served together in the state Senate in the early 1990s. The St. Louis Public Safety Director says he plans to rewrite regulations to require evacuations of large public tents during severe weather warnings. Eddie Roth told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch it is unsafe for people to be under a tent in severe weather. His comments came days after a strong storm last weekend destroyed a party tent at Kilroy Sports Bar near Busch Stadium, injuring about 100 people and killing 58-year-old Alfred Goodman of Waterloo, Illinois. Roth will await a report from fire and building inspectors on the incident at Kilroy's before rewriting the policy to require evacuation from party tents whenever the National Weather Service issues a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm warning. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.